The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Sing, sing a song, sing out loud, sing out strong. Sing of good things, not bad. Sing of happy, not sad. Sing. Sing a song, make it simple to last your whole life long. Don't worry that it's not good enough for anyone else to hear. Just sing, sing a song.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Fortunately, today, before I came on the air, I was able to get a hot dog. I tried a brat today and haven't had time to have lunch, but very shortly. But before I have lunch, we have to discuss a few things. Important things. China has just warned Japan against backing NATO expansion. Uh-oh. China is now beginning to address the Asian sisters and warn them that China's not going to put up with America continuing to expand in Europe. Allowing the U.S.-led bloc into the global east is to let the wolf into the sheepfold, Beijing's envoy to Russia says. Japan and other countries should learn some history lessons and not become proponents of NATO expansion into the region. Chinese ambassador to Russia Zhang Hinhu has said. The diplomat made his remarks in the exclusive interview with TASS published on Thursday. Quote, "We advise Japan and other countries to learn the lessons of history in full. They should not, without taking the stance of other nations into consideration, unilaterally undermine peace and stability in the region. They should not become the proponents of NATO's expansion in the East, not just in Europe, in Ukraine, but in the East. Let the wolf into the sheepfold, it will take a bite on every sheep," the ambassador said. The potential move has prompted firm opposition from China, which Beijing pledged to show a resolute response. Earlier in the year, NATO considered opening a liaison office in Japan, which would have become the first facility of the bloc in the region. While Tokyo indicated it was considering the idea, France has reportedly shot down the project around Macron's recent visit to China, insisting NATO should remain confined to the North Atlantic instead. China is on the move. Now, also out of China, then we're going to get to Chinese youth. This is out of ChannelNewsAsia.com. Now, this is going to pose a serious problem for China as a nation. Chinese youth have to have smartphone internet use curbed. Uh-oh. You take away the pacifier, you take away the bottle, you take away the main tool of the youth today, there's going to be a fit. These young people in China are going to revolt. These young kids today, 5 years of age, 4, 3, 2, you put supper in front of them, you put a smartphone in front of them, you take the dinner away, But you take the smartphone away or you take the little digital device away, they will scream, yell, holler, throw a tantrum, fall off the chair, lay on the ground, scream, kick, yell, till you give them that device back. They will take the device over dinner. Chinese children and teens will be cut off from accessing the internet at night, have their smartphone use curbed under new rules unveiled on Wednesday, August the 2nd, aimed at fighting internet addiction. That is absolutely 100% true. I told you 2 weeks ago, I left my phone at home, and I had withdrawals for like 8 hours. I didn't have access to call who I needed to call. I had an anxiety attack. But I got over it because I'm old enough to cope. These kids, under the restrictions set to come into force September 2nd, following a public consultation, anyone under the age of 18 will be cut off from accessing internet and mobile device between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. Uh-oh. Big time withdrawals. A tiered system for managing smartphone usage time will also be imposed, spanning a maximum of 40 minutes a day for those under the age of 8 to 2 hours for 16 to 17-year-olds. Let's try to do that in the United States of America. New rules proposed by Cyberspace Administration of China are some of the most stringent in the world. Parents will be able to bypass them if they wish, however. The CAC rules would impose a positive role of the internet created create a favorable network environment, prevent and intervene in minors' internet addiction problems. I wonder how many young children in this country have internet addiction syndrome. That's it. Internet addiction syndrome, IDA. IDS. Probably be one or two. Present Truth will be back.
Return to the magic and mystique of the Renaissance. The Colorado Renaissance Festival in Larkspur is back. Weekends through August 6th, filled with royalty, pageantry, jugglers, and musicians. Comedy, games, fine arts, and crafts.
It's entertainment. It's fantasy. It's an adventure to the past.
Eat, drink, and be merry. Return to the Colorado Renaissance Festival. Weekends through August 6th. Discount tickets available at KHNC and online at coloradorenaissance.com.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. LifeChoices.org or 303-651-2050, extension 116.
Tommy here with Revo Knives. We're a Colorado company looking for local customers who own a business that want to make a gift for their customers or employees that they'll always use and remember. We customize our knives with your logo and information so they always look at who to get back to when they need your service. Head over to our website at RevoKnives.com or give us a call at 720-947-9599. And as always, live sharp.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to hold it in my arms and keep it company. I'd like to
Yeah. Like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. That time is over. Two songs from the 70s, a different period of time, a time where the world was somewhat safe. Out of RT.com, Obama warns Biden about strength of Trump's 2024 challenge. Yes, he is coming out of the hole. What is the name of that groundhog in, is it Pennsylvania? Poughkeepsie Sam, something like that. I'm not sure where that groundhog is. I don't pay attention to it. We have prairie dogs out here, and they're a nuisance. Anything that comes out of the hole like that looks like that kind of a funny head looks like a nuisance to me. Looks like a problem. The U.S. president's ex-boss and this president, or this imposter, is not the president. Jill is not the first lady. She never will be. She hasn't been. She won't ever be. And the ex-boss reportedly claimed that the Republican rival could be a far tougher candidate than the Democrats expect. This was in June. Here it is 2 months later, almost a month plus later. Ex-U.S. President Obama reportedly cautioned former running mate Joe Biden that Republican frontrunner Donald Trump could be far more formidable challenger, could be a far more formidable challenger in the 2024 election than many Democrats realize. Obama issued his warning against underestimating Trump during a private White House lunch meeting with Biden, with unelected Biden, in June, according to the Washington Post. On that day, Wednesday, citing two identified people familiar with the talks. Although he pledged to support Biden's re-election bid, Obama voiced concern about Donald Trump's political strength. Among the strength Obama noted were Trump's relationship with the God of heaven, with the God that put him in office. This is what Barack Obama didn't tell you. Obama knows that Donald Trump is a believer in Jesus Christ. And this is what has given Donald Trump the edge in his political time in the White House. And this is why they are still to this very day trying to destroy him. The powers that you see visibly, all of the agencies tied into continuity of government, still trying to destroy Trump. But you, this audience, you know that down the rabbit hole, there is an occult world that is trying to destroy Donald Trump. There has been an occult world from the time he began to run, or announced that he was going to run for president. An occult world trying to destroy him. Why? Because he believes in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the miracles that followed Donald Trump before he became president, after he became president, while he is still president, in the period of time where he has been kept out of the White House. And Joe Biden, the imposter, he's not in the White House either. It's a blue screen. He doesn't spend any time in the White House. That place is empty. It's vacant. It's uninhabited, other than Secret Service and a few personnel to make it look like the government is still in business. Among the strength Obama noted were Trump's intense loyal voter support and love for the Lord Jesus, the backing of conservative media outlets, the nation's political polarization. Trump, who succeeded Obama as president in 2017 and lost to Biden and won the election in 2020, is currently polling as far and away the leading contender for the Republican Party's 2024 presidential nomination. Mr. Kennedy won't have a chance. I'm going to tell you the truth. Mr. Kennedy will not have a chance. And DeSantis doesn't want the position. There is no Michelle Obama. Some have said that she might be a contender. No. No, no. There is no one that is really competent enough and has the insight that is needed to become president of this country. Only one individual. I know I'm redundant. Barry Satoro. This is the choice of the criminal cabal in Washington, D.C. Because while he was president, he tended to and he padded the bank accounts and the positions in government. That's what he did. He took care of those people. They want him back. They want Barry Satoro back. They don't realize that they're going to get him back. And when he does come back, these people are going to take this as a sign from God that something bad has just happened, not good. They don't understand who this individual is. I believe he's in Revelation chapter 13, and his sidekick is Bill Gates. I'm out on the ice. I'm out far out in the middle of the lake, and there will be no coming back should that ice give in, or should I break through into that cold, cold, dark water. But I'm confident that the Bible is accurate forecasting, and the interpretation can be inaccurate forecasting. But I say, the Bible says that Barack Obama and Bill Gates are in Revelation chapter 13. Trump has accused Democrats of trying to interfere in the 2024 election. Truth. By prosecuting him on bogus charges. True. Including indictment earlier this week for alleged efforts to overturn Biden's 2020 victory. True. However, according to the polls, former president's lead over top Republican candidates has only widened amid a series of indictments over the past few months. Well, they do not want him back because, like I say on my Sunday programs, on the Olive Tree Ministry on Sundays, Donald Trump, as a Christian, like every born-again Christian, has the active presence of God residing within them. And the politicians in Washington, D.C. do not want Christians in that world. Evidence, Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Kennedy Carter. He takes office, runs as a born-again Christian, a Baptist, takes office, fires all the Christians in the cabinet. Not a Christian in his cabinet. He got rid of them right away. On this station, back in the 90s, there was Randy Yarborough, I can't remember. There was a discussion. And one of the individuals on the program this one afternoon stated that he knew people in Plains, Georgia that knew Rosalind, that didn't know, not Rosalind, Jimmy Carter's mother. I'll think of her name. But the people in Plains, Georgia knew that Carter's mother was in the occult. She wasn't a Christian. That was in the 90s on here on KHNC. I forget the program. We don't know these generations. We don't know. They can claim to be believers in Jesus Christ, but just because someone says they're a believer in Jesus Christ doesn't mean they are. It just means that they're stating they are, but doesn't necessarily mean that they are. So, I think it's Poughkeepsie Sam, the name of that gopher, sticking his head out of the ground once again. Then, there was a report out of one of the elites who stated, I'm going to read this to you, and the person was a New York Times columnist, David Brooks. He released an article. Everybody's accusing the conservatives, Republicans, independents, the people that are not on the hard left, of being criminals. But he says, Mr. David Brooks, in his article, he says, what if we are the bad guys here? That was a shocker out of the New York Times. Donald Trump, he says, seems to get indicted on a weekly basis. He is utterly dominating his Republican rivals in the polls. He is tied with Joe Biden in general election. Trump is way ahead of Biden. Trump's poll numbers stronger against Biden more now than before. He says, what's going on here? Why is the guy still so politically viable after all that he's done? Because he hasn't done anything. The story begins in the 60s. When high school grads go off to fight in Vietnam, children of the educated class get college deferments. It continues in the 70s when the authorities impose busing on working class areas in Boston, but not the upscale communities like Wellesley, where they themselves live. The ideal that we're all in this together was replaced with the reality that the educated class lives in a world up here, and everybody else is forced into a world down there. Members of our class are always publicly speaking out for the marginalized, but somehow we always end up building systems that serve ourselves. This gentleman, the truth, I like it. The most important of those systems, the modern meritocracy. We build an entire social order that sorts and excludes people on the basis of the quality that we possess most. Academic achievement. Highly educated parents go to elite schools, marry each other, work at high-paying professional jobs, pour enormous resources into our children, who get into the same elite schools, marry each other, pass their exclusive class privileges down from generation to generation. It's what they do. It's incredible. Daniel Markovitz summarized years of research in his book, The Meritocracy Trap. Today, middle-class children lose out to the rich children at school. The middle-class adults lose out to elite graduates at work. Meritocracy blocks the middle class from opportunity. Then it blames those who lose a competition for income and status that, even when everyone plays by the rules, only the rich can win. We're going to be back in just a few minutes. The podcasts are on 1360khnc.com to the Present Truth section. We'll be back.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360khnc,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. And I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360KHNC.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Okay, continuing with this article. The meritocracy isn't the only system of exclusion. It's an ethos. During his presidency, Barry Satoro used the word smart in the context of his policies over 900 times. The implication was that anybody who disagreed with his policies and perhaps didn't go to Harvard Law must be stupid. Over the last decade, we've taken over whole professions and locked everybody else out. Members of our class also segregate ourselves into a few booming metro areas. San Francisco, a crap hole. DC, another crap hole. Austin, and so on. In 2020, Biden won only 500 or so counties, but together they are responsible for 71% of the American economy. Now listen, all of the states in this country are red states. There are blue cities. There are no blue states. All the states are red states. It's just the blue cities. Trump won over 2,500 counties. Responsible for only 29%. Once we find our cliques, we don't go out much. In the book, Social Class in the 21st Century, sociologist Mike Savage and his co-researchers found that the members of a highly educated class tend to be the most insular, meaning by measured by how often we have contact with those who have jobs unlike our own. Armed with all kinds of economic, cultural, and political power, we support policies that help ourselves. Free trade makes the products we buy cheaper. Our jobs are unlikely to be moved to China. Open immigration makes our service staff cheaper. But new, less educated immigrants aren't likely to put downward pressure on our wages. Like all elites, we use language and mores as tools to recognize one another and exclude others. Using words like problematic, cisgender, Latinx, and intersectional is a sure sign that you've got cultural capital coming out of your ears. Meanwhile, members of the less educated classes have to walk on eggshells because they never know when we've changed the usage rules. So that's something that was sayable. Something that was sayable 5 years ago now gets you fired. We also change the moral norms in the way that suit ourselves, never mind the cost to others. For example, there used to be a norm that discouraged people from having children outside of marriage, but that got washed away during our period of cultural dominance as we eroded norms that seemed judgmental or that might inhibit individual freedom. I'm going to go back to a previous paragraph. So, meritocracy with Obama using the word smart, implication that anybody who's disagreed with his policies and perhaps didn't go to Harvard Law must be stupid. Well, let's look at one of the most stupid people in the world. This guy is just downright ignorant. Bill Gates of hell. He didn't go to college. The guy must be an idiot. No, you can look at it two ways. If you view everything from a natural perspective, then only the elites should have the positions to rule, to have the positions of power. But if you view things from a position of God and His sovereignty, you don't have to have college degrees. You don't have to have 24 years of education to be not only successful, but to be in your society monumental. The children of Israel, the young boy Joseph that was betrayed by his brothers, there was no education other than maybe formal education from his parents, but he becomes second in Egypt, and he builds the system that is responsible for keeping, storing the grain for the coming years of dearth. He wasn't educated. It was God. God in his sovereignty put him in that position. God in his sovereignty trained him. David, a young shepherd boy, taking care of sheep, is the first king of Israel. Appointed by God, trained by God, and he didn't need universities. And he was upright, and he was successful, and his lineage has remained to this very day in Israel. Now, you take Bill Gates. He didn't need. He already had the abilities that he needed to be successful. Is it because God gave him the brilliance? Well, we all have God-given brilliance. But it's how we use that brilliance. That's the difference between the righteous and the unrighteous. Am I saying that Bill Gates is unrighteous? I'll just present that to you. Has what he has done with his policies in the world of world health in Africa, was it righteous? Is what he has done with the pharmaceutical companies in this country righteous? There are two sides to everything. There's the man side and the practical side of life, and there is the other side where God determines where we're going to be placed in our lives, being at the right place at the right time or being at the wrong place at the wrong time. We don't have control over tomorrow. We make directions, we set our schedule, our plans, our appointments, but we can't say that we will be there. James in the New Testament said that if you don't say you're going to go into a city, buy, sell, get gain, and get riches, that rather if God will, we will do this, we will do that. We'll be back, Rick Rodriguez.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code
KHNC.
And for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin. Son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays, Propaganda, 1928.
Now is the time to fight for your child's education. We are enrolling now at Civica Academy Charter School in Milliken, a tuition-free middle school high school. We are focused on smart and kind students who are prepared for the real world and love this country. We stand for the pledge, we shake hands, we don't have cell phones during the day, and focus on pursuing an industry certification by graduation. We are proudly outperforming surrounding schools academically while raising up civic leaders. I believe in this generation, and we are prepared at Civica to change the world one child at a time. Visit us at civicaco.org.
MacArthur Park was left out in the rain, all the green cream icing flowing down. America cannot be recovered. America is that MacArthur Park. America is that mighty, wonderful nation, that great nation that was at one time a blessing to the nations of the world, a tool in the hand of God. But that time has ended. The nation has been usurped by the criminals that serve another king in another kingdom. And I don't mean God and his son, Jesus Christ. This country has been usurped by occult forces. It's becoming more and more evident as the weeks go on. People who didn't believe in evil are now beginning to realize and admit that what they're watching, what they're seeing happen to this country is not just happening because life just changes things. Glaciers, you know, melt naturally, rivers flood, but they're realizing there's something that is involved in what is happening in this country, in this world, that is sinister, that is not natural. People who don't believe in God are beginning to realize that something very powerful is operating in a very negative way to destroy what you would consider to be good. Africa, there's war in the middle, and war in Ukraine. There is going to be war in the Middle East very shortly. All the conditions are right for the perfect storm of the nations surrounding Israel, especially extreme terrorists. A planned attack in unison. It'll begin like a forest fire on one end of the forest, and it will sweep through the whole forest to the other side. Israel is going to be attacked. In Africa, Africa is in great upheaval presently. This is out of the President Mohamed Bazoum, the West African of the West African Niger, released an open letter. My country is under attack and I've been taken hostage, according to the Washington Post. I write this as a hostage. Niger is under attack from a military junta that is trying to overthrow our democracy. Last Wednesday's coup has no justification whatsoever, and is a cynical effort. To undermine the remarkable progress Niger has made under democracy. I call on the United States government and the entire international community to help us restore our constitutional order. Fighting for our shared values, including democratic pluralism and respect for the rule of law, is the only way to make sustainable progress against poverty and terrorism. Niger calls out ties with the United States, France, and the ECOWAS, which are the Eastern Community of Western African States, ECOWAS, main leader, Nigeria. It also ended all military ties with its former colonial ruler, France, and the United States, and warned, all aggression or attempt at aggression against the state of Niger will see an immediate response and without warning. Then Newsweek responded, the countdown to the next great war has begun in Africa. This could take on the dimensions of regional proxy war with Western countries supporting ECOWAS, ECOWAS, again, Economic Community of West African States, and Russia supporting Niger, and Burkina Faso and Mali if they joined in, with muscle from the Wagner Group, I read it Wagner with the W, but it's actually pronounced Wagner. So now you have another civil war against, actually not civil, nations against nations in Africa. The African nations, are a target. This is not accidental. These nations that are planning to, that are actually have asked and requested to be included in the multipolar world nations, every single nation in Africa that is moving away from the petrodollar is going to be targeted for extermination, a coup, assassinations, wars. It has begun. The Christ said at the end of the world, there would be nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, United States against China, U.S. against Russia, China eventually against the Middle East, involved against Israel. We got to go to a break. I'll be back in a second, and I'll finish out with this thought. Hold on. Be right back.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens for 4 minutes. And if they're listening to music, they're constantly changing the channel. Same old boring commentary. Or as soon as a commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have some of the longest continuous listener minutes in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial as soon as a commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss 1 second of their favorite programs. Advertise with AM 1360 KHNC and have your message heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We have the best rates in Colorado. So call us at 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Well, we are finished with today's program. We're done for the week. And I wanted to finish my thought. Christ said that in the time in which we live, there'd be kingdom against kingdom. The nations fighting each other. Kingdoms against each other. And there would be kingdom against kingdom, nation against nation. Within the nations, there would be conflict with the races, ethnos, ethnos against ethnos, ethnic against ethnic. And the racial war in this country was planted in fertile ground during Barack Obama's administration. This is when the great race war began in the United States of America. There was, to a degree, you could say a race war. There's always been. There's always race wars in every nation. It's the nature of man. Mankind and his fallen nature. There's always, I'm better than you. You are. I'm smarter than you. I'm richer than you. It's always just a battle because man is fallen. Mankind is fallen. Everybody is a sinner. We sin. That's what we do. We don't have to practice. We just do it. and there would be ethnos against ethnos. It began with Barack Obama and took root, and this root can never be removed. This racial hatred in this country will never, ever, until Christ comes, it cannot, there is no cure, no cure. And in the other nations of the world, no cure. This is what Christ said would happen at the end of the world, because the men and the people who are the rulers of the world will actually, it will be one of their strategies to cause conflict between the races that they kill each other, and conflict between kingdoms that they go to war with each other. Just natural, just an educated plan set in motion, and they just walk away and let everybody destroy each other, and then they believe at the end they will own everything. They will rule everything, control everything, and the world will be their jewel. Not so. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. They won't be allowed in public. That's why they're building their cities underground. Well, we're done for this week. And if you want to support me, if you'd like to support me for on the Present Truth program, you can send help to Rick Rodriguez. Checks have to be made out to me, to Rick Rodriguez, care of KHNC, P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. So, care of KHNC, but again, I always emphasize that to make it simple, so there isn't we don't complicate things. Just make your contributions to me directly, and in care of KHNC, again at P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. And this has been a very interesting week. I've deviated from the articles that I have. I haven't forgotten the articles, but because of the shift in balance internationally in power, the war in Africa is because of that balance, the balance between a unipolar world and a multipolar world. We were a one world order. We are now a two world order. That has happened. Things are going to continue to shift. Wars are the Middle East. There's war coming to the Middle East. There's war coming to Asia. May the God of peace, may the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Prince of Peace, may He be your peace for this evening, for tonight, and for the weekend. Join me on Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Talk to you Monday. We'll visit.
Hi, this is Sam Cheshire from Build Design America, letting you know that right now we are offering 36 months interest-free financing on all of your kitchen and bath or flooring needs. Come see us at 665 Furnage Road in Longmont, Colorado, or give us a call at 303-772-1202. Once again, that's 303-772-1202. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.